561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Where they had to keep the lamps burning. They had to keep the lamps burning. Okay? That was their job all the time. They could not let the lamp of the Lord go out. That day, 24/7, they had to see that that lamp never went out in the inner court. But in the Holy of Holies, the lamps burned with the light of God. But now, in order to get into the Holy of Holies, the priest had to be anointed with a certain oil. Let me say it this way. It couldn't be two-cycle. For y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Two-cycle is the stuff you put in like lawn equipment. Like in your weed whacker. It's a little thing comes in two-cycle. You mix it into regular gasoline, but it's two-cycle. And you put it in there. Y'all know what I'm saying. Some of y'all know really what I'm talking about better than I do. But you put it in there, and it's for smaller engines. To get into the Holy of Holies, you couldn't use two-cycle. You had to have a certain oil. Okay? Much of the church is satisfied with the holy place. Continuing to do, which is not a bad thing, but it's not the God thing. Let me tell you this. With what's coming on the face of the earth and the challenges that we as the church will face, you will need to be behind the veil. I'm not talking about hiding somewhere. You can be in the midst of confusion, anarchy, and chaos, but behind the veil. That's how Jesus walked. He lived, he preached, he taught from behind the veil. He constantly beheld his Father. He did nothing except he saw his Father do it. In order to get behind the veil, the priests, the high priests, had to be anointed with a certain oil. No other oil. Moses was given the ingredients for this oil, and that's what I want to talk about in these next few minutes with you. The ingredients for the oil for you to have access to the Holy of Holies behind the veil, where God is. You see, I'll say this again and again and again. Something sovereign is coming towards you that requires you to rest. You see, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, they were commanded in Ezekiel, I believe it's 47 or 44, somewhere in Ezekiel there. They could not wear any wool. Okay? They could only wear linen. They could not wear wool or, it says, anything that would cause sweat. See that phrase there is saying sweat represents their own efforts, their own works. And they could wear nothing that would cause sweat if they were to serve God in the Holy of Holies. This is what I'm saying. I'll say it again. There's something sovereign coming towards your life. His eyes are going to and fro, even in this sanctuary, in search of hearts that are at rest, that he might show himself mighty in your behalf. So they could only wear linen bonnets and linen breeches, linen ephod, nothing that would cause sweat. nothing of their own doing, their own effort. Now, if you'll go with me to Exodus chapter 30. Exodus chapter 30. And let's start at verse 22, and we're looking at the holy anointing oil. Verse 22 says, "Moreover, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices. The first one, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels. The second one, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels. And the third one, of sweet calamus, 250 shekels. And the fourth one, of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And the last one, of oil olive, a hin." Verse 25 says, "And thou shalt make it in oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be in holy anointing oil." Without this oil, if a priest went in and the customs of the day, if I were a priest preparing to go into the Holy of Holies, first of all the other priests in the priesthood would keep me up all night with the little phylacteries on the head, quoting verses of scripture. You had to be so focused, because you're going into the very presence of God, where the light is not human or natural light, is God is the light. Secondly, what they would do is they would tie, in the course of going in, they would tie a rope around one of the ankles of the priest, and they kind of, you know, give him some rope as he would go in. Because if there was something wrong in his life, if there was something not pleasing to God, the presence of God right there would destroy the flesh. Amen. See, he had bells on the bottom of his robe where they could hear him in there moving. When they didn't hear no bells, okay, there's another one. They pull him, drag him on out. Why? Because the presence of God. But one of the main things that he had to have was the anointing of the holy oil. Okay? To go into God's presence or to go behind the veil, it's going to be imperative, you and I, that we live from behind the veil. I think you're free to this morning, so I can say this. Tell somebody next to you, no more fleshing out. See, that yoke is destroyed now. I can say it free. Nobody's under conviction. Nobody's feel condemned, because we just shouted, I am free, right? No more shackle, no more chain, no more bondage. I am. Is that right? Come on, tell somebody, no more fleshing out. Now, I'm gonna instruct you right now on a key. Okay? It wouldn't be fair for us to do all that praising and get free as we are and then not understand how to stay free. I showed you five ingredients that Moses had to get, some 500 shekel, 250 shekel, a hin. This was the mixture. You couldn't just mix up something that smelled good. This was what you had to mix, what you had to get. Now, here's the key. These ingredients, you can go up to CVS. Amen, amen. Walmart don't carry them. Amen, amen. Even the high-end stores don't have them. Amen, amen. You can search all over and find nobody. No, you can search all over and not find this anywhere. No one has marketed it. Only place these things were to be found were in the wilderness. You see, God purposes a wilderness. And see, this is what we have to understand. This is what you have to flip the script on what you go through this year. You have to understand that it is really working for my good. It is really ordained of God. It ain't the enemy getting over on you. That's not his assignment. He is suffered by God to thrust you into greater Christ-likeness. That's all his job is. Stop letting him trick you like he got power over you. He doesn't have power over you. Always before a promised land is a wilderness. Tell somebody right now, God ain't mad at you. Because you're going through a dry spell, a wilderness. God is not mad at you. It's always before your promised land. Why? The ingredients. You got to find them out there. Where Israel messed up, when they went into the wilderness, they didn't allow God to deal with the Egypt inside of them. They came out of Egypt. But the moment pressure came, Egypt started coming up. Moses, why'd you bring us out here? To die of thirst, us and our children? Don't you know we much rather have stayed in Egypt? See, the moment they hit the wilderness, they start to accuse. If it wasn't for the boss on the job, or if it wasn't my husband, that wicked neighbor of mine, when you hit the wilderness. Well, see, God ordained, let me show you something. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to show you something. God ordains your wilderness. Sometimes he wants to see what you will do with just enough. When you used to more than enough. Sometimes he wants to see what you can do, how you can operate with limitations and boundaries, and how well can you move under oppression among folk that you know don't like you. What, you cop an attitude too? He's speaking to me, ain't speaking to you. You cease to find some ingredients because you ain't anointed to go behind the veil. You see, you not only need to go behind the veil for you, but you need to go behind the veil for your family. You need to go behind the veil for your city. Somebody's got to be standing. Somebody's got to be calling on God. Somebody has to have some stature. Abraham said, Lord, will you spare the city for 10 righteous? He said, for 10 righteous, I'll spare the city. He got down to one. I'll spare the city if I can find one.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.